Well, God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I've been struggling with this message for some time. But this morning I'm going to do my best to put forth God's word to encourage God's people. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God, children of God, is in control, and it is his word on which his people live. There's another passage I want to bring out before we get to the message. In the book of Proverbs, in the 6th chapter, in the 16th verse, it says, these 6 things does the Lord hate, yea, and 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look. A lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood. And heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies twice talks about lying. And he that soweth discord among the brethren. The 7th is an abomination. He that soweth discord among the brethren. The title of this message is not woke up, but wake up. In the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus put forth a parable. Another parable, it says in the 24th verse, put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. The field is the world, folks. But while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That soweth discord among the brethren. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the house came and said unto him, sir, did you not sow good seed in thy field? And from whence then has it tares? And he said unto him, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? Talking about the tares. But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow up until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. I come today to speak to these damnable lies and wicked imaginations that have been sown in the field, that is, in the world, called wokeness, that is, awareness of social injustice. The preaching and teaching of critical race theory, which would wipe out and condemns whiteness. I tell you, these are tares. These are lies from the pit of hell designed to sow discord among the brethren. Jesus said in the 10th chapter of Matthew, and this is something in my Christian walk which in a critical time early on in my faith both was a shock, having been raised in the traditions of men, and at the same time, a great comfort to me. Jesus said, Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. Oh, wait a minute. That's not the Jesus I believe in. He came to send peace on the earth. Jesus said, I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be those of his own household. In these last days, in the United States, and I'm sure in many parts of the world, have experienced theories put forth and seen violence as a result of these provocative and lying reports, about the founding fathers of this country, against a particular color of people, that is, against whiteness. Folks, I'm not going into it today. I know last week I said I'm going to start a series. I'm just not up for it. If you want to begin to understand God is in control and what he says he will do, I invite you to go to thegodschool.com and go to the category called The Second Greatest Story Ever Told, that you might begin to understand God does what he says. This damnable teaching that's going on in this country today, is, well, is attempting to give credence to these lies of wokeness, of critical race theory, wokeness, awareness of social injustice. Man, that's nothing new. The Bible speaks from cover to cover of man's injustice to man. Comes out of envy, comes out of pride. I mean, look at Cain and Abel. Abel does what God tells him to do and offers the fruits of the field. Cain offered from the flock. Excuse me, it's the other way around. From the flock, Abel offered. Cain offered the fruits of his field, the fruits of his labor. And God accepted Abel's sacrifice, and Cain saw it and became envious, and he killed Abel. Awareness of social injustice, it's nothing new. The Bible speaks in Romans of the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. The word in the Greek is asabian, and it means lack of awareness of the presence of God. These so-called woke think they woke up to something new and they're going to rail against it. I would that God's children wake up and be aware of the presence of God with them. The second chapter of Romans says, "Thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges, for wherein thou judges another, thou condemnest thyself, for you that judge do the same things." Paul says in the third chapter of Romans, "What then? Are we better than they, than our forefathers? No, in no wise." Paul goes on to say, "For we have before proved both Jew and Gentile all that they are all under sin, as it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one." All, he repeats in the 23rd verse of the third chapter, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. These riotous actions, born out of a lie from hell, wherein we attempting to wipe out our history. And believe me, folks, that word history is two words, his story. They're attempting to wipe out God's story, and it will not be done away with. Oh, this guy had slaves. Oh, wipe him out. Oh, this guy did that. Wipe him out. Oh. This guy said this. This woman said that. Wipe him out. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaims that the just or righteous by faith shall live. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, often called the Heroes of Faith chapter, it is spoken of men whose faith pleased God, not their actions, not their works, not their deeds, but their faith. And if we went through that list, from hang in here with me from Abel through Noah through Moses through Abraham through Isaac through Jacob and through Rahab and Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David and Samuel. Folks, I'm going to tell you, these were all men. All were under sin. If we put a microscope on their activity, we will conclude that all have sinned, just like the scripture says. But God, in the power of the gospel, says there is a righteousness not by the law, another description of a righteousness of God, but by faith that God makes available to men. In the end of that chapter, says of these heroes of faith, and says to you and I, people of faith, and that also is a gift of God by His grace, it says, and these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. That is, manifestation. Of the righteousness of God. That is, that perfection that God has promised us in Christ Jesus. And it goes on to say, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. God's not finished doing His work, folks. And that which God promised in His Word, this nation, which He begins to speak about all the way back in the 48th chapter of the book of Genesis, when He speaks through Israel, blessing His grandsons, Ephraim and Manasseh, wherein He says of Ephraim, he shall be a great commonwealth of nations, and of Manasseh, he shall be a great nation. It is is, ladies and gentlemen, the British and American Bible societies. It is the British and American people who have brought the good news of Jesus Christ to the world, and the devil, our enemy, who has been fighting the Word of God since the time God uttered it. From the time God blessed Judah, wherein he tells that through Judah Christ will come, there was great a great struggle with the descendants of Judah. But having that promise made, these people kept exact records of the descendants of Judah, for therein was the promised Redeemer, Jesus Christ. The devil fought that he might attempt to cancel God's word, but God will do as he said. And as he spoke, so shall it be. There is one scripture I want to go to today. Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. The 16th verse says, "This day the Lord thy God has commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments, and thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul." In the heart and in the spirit. Doesn't say in the flesh. Thou hast avouched. Better word is boasted. Thou hast boasted the Lord this day to be thy God. That's what the people are saying. And to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice, to run to the sayer, to those who have ears to hear. And the Lord has vouchsafed thee, has boasted in thee this day to be his peculiar people, to be his treasured people, as he has promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments. That's keep them in your heart by faith. Listen to this promise. And to make thee high above all nations, which he has made in praise and in name and in honor, that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he has spoken. I tell you without a doubt, according to the word of God, according to his promises, that the United States of America is that which God spoke regarding his people called Israel. There's not one in a thousand preachers in the world who, if they have any understanding, they're not preaching it, but who most don't understand God's word, that the people of the house of Israel and the people of the house of Judah, they are two different nations. The premier promise to the house of Judah was, out of them shall come Christ, and he came forth from the seed of Judah. But the birthright promises, 1 Chronicles 5, declares, written, by the way, from the southern kingdom perspective, that is the perspective of the house of Judah. But the birthright promises belong to Joseph, belong to Ephraim, belong to, these are synonyms, Israel. Ignorant people call this house of Israel the lost tribes. They're never lost to God. God does what he says, and he has brought forth this people to the shores of the United States, beginning with people of faith, and God. Even though these tares sowed by our enemy, which seem to be springing up everywhere, these tares sowed by the devil, lies born out of the pit of hell, not only will not affect God's elected people by grace, that is the church, but they also will not affect God's people elected by race, Israel, God's word is truth. Aletheia is the word used by Jesus in the 17th chapter of John. And it, that is that word being translated truth, also has a synonym, and it is reality. God says to my people, live by faith, the righteous by faith shall live. And God's people said, amen. That is, no doubt. God has no doubt that what he says shall be. Let us continue in grace through faith. In God. Promises. And that's the God School for today.